Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We'll explain this music here in a second. Wizard World Comic-Con, the pop culture convention, comes to the Chicago area Thursday through Sunday. And among the celebrities appearing will be Burt Reynolds, who's going to have a question and answer session and meet and greet session Sunday out at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont as part of Comic-Con. And we're happy to have Burt Reynolds with us now. Well, what do you think about Burt when you hear that music, by the way?
Well, it doesn't bother me. It bothers my friend. Ned, but I mean, not John Voight, but it bothers Ned Beatty.
Oh, it does, really?
Yeah.
Really?
How come?
Well, gosh.
All right, I can guess. Nice to have you on the radio in Chicago.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. We're super excited that you're coming to town, too.
Well, thank you. I hope I get to see you.
And when was the last time you were in town? Over the years, did you have many occasions to be in Chicago?
Yeah, I was there a few times. I liked it very much. I did some theater there, too.
And you're a Midwest guy. Was it Lansing, Michigan, where you grew up?
Yeah.
What are you living in Jupiter, Florida still these days?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've been such a huge promoter of theater there. Actually, I guess everywhere you go. How is theater doing in those parts?
Doing great.
You had an institute. Talk about what you do to promote theater, and are you still doing that?
Well, I teach every Friday night, and I have a great group of people, and it's a lot of fun.
How did you get involved in Wizard World Comic Con, and what will you be doing there? What will you be talking about?
Well, I'll be meeting and greeting and saying hello to a lot of interesting people. Usually, if you're in Chicago, you're always with interesting people.
Bert, do people still want to talk to you about Cosmopolitan and going on The Tonight Show back in the 70s? You hope not? what effect did that have on your career?
I don't think anything great. A lot of people from there thought it was career-shaking, but for me, it was... I never really got it.
You wrote a book not too long ago, My Life, your autobiography, and I thought I saw somewhere recently that you were working on another book. Is that true?
That's true, yeah.
And what's this one going to be about?
Well, this one is going to be about all the things I didn't put in the first one, and I think it's the best book I've written. It's called But Enough About Me.
Good title.
I like that. And what is the gist of what is in it?
Well, I'm going to talk about a lot of people that I really loved very much and helped me a lot in my career, and a lot of people that I didn't particularly like.
Oh, good. We want names.
Got it.
How are you feeling these days? How is your health doing?
I'm feeling great.
And what is it that you do to stay strong? I mean, do you...
I work out, and I have some weights, and I have a gym. And, I just try to keep in shape.
And do you mind saying that you're heading towards the big 8-0?
I don't mind saying it. I think I look pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's something really to be proud of. I mean, that's just, it's an amazing time in your life, right?
Yes, it is. I'm not going to tell anybody. Thanks. thanks to you guys.
We'll keep it a secret, okay? We won't tell anybody here in Chicago.
No, that's all right. As long as you say, I can't believe he's that old.
Yeah, well, you're quite...
Yeah.
Where the average career is about 20 minutes, and every time I see one of those old Gunsmokes or one of those television shows from the 60s with you, it really strikes me as what a great, unique career you've had. Academy Award nomination for Boogie Nights, and I guess I'm surprised you're writing a second book, because you could probably write about 10 with all of your stories, couldn't you?
Well, you know something, you're right, because I started writing it, and it's beginning to look like the dictionary.
when you think back at the amazing career that you've had, and that you obviously continue to have, what were the best times for you? What do you reminisce about?
Well, I had some great friends, Marianne. I had some fabulous stuntmen that I loved a great deal. And they were just great to be around. And I've lost a lot of them, unfortunately, because it's a dangerous business. But I had Hal Needham. We lost him last year, and he was the best there was. But, you know, I have great memories of stunts that I did, but, and I'm limping around now like an idiot because I insisted on doing them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's so stupid. You know, it's like, I can do that. And I remember we were doing this, and they were throwing this dummy over the falls, you know? And it looked like a dummy going over the falls. It's real crappy, you know? So I said to John Borman, John, I can do this, and it'll be better. And John, at that point, thought I could do anything. And he said, okay. So he said, go ahead, go. We'll get you out there in the middle, and we could. In those days, they could cut the water down. And I was out there, and I said, I'll just wave my arm around when you should let it come. And he went, okay. And I got out there, and I waved my arm around. And then I heard this noise. It sounded like Niagara Falls.
Mm.
And I turned around and looked behind me, and it was coming at me. I mean, it was coming major, coming at me.
Scary.
And I went over the falls, and the first thing that happened was I cracked my tailbone. Then I cracked another bone or two in my ribs. And it just was stupid. And they said they saw this 30-year-old man who was in great shape go over the falls. And then they saw this man with no clothes on that looked about 85 years old on down the river coming up their way. And I was told, you know, if you can't swim out, go to the bottom and it'll shoot you out. Well, it does shoot you out, but he didn't tell me it shoots you out like a torpedo. And it just tore everything I had off.
Wow.
And I crawled up on the shore and then was heading towards them, and they were quite afraid that it was some strange man that was, you know, because he was nude and stupid.
Oh, wow.
And they asked me if I needed to go to the hospital or anything, and I said, no, I need to go to a psychiatrist.
when you hear about Tom Cruise doing the same kinds of things, his own stunts, like in the latest Mission Impossible, he's hanging off the side of an airplane and he's actually doing it himself, don't you feel like calling him up and scolding him or something?
As a matter of fact, I've already done that.
You have?
I said, what the hell do you think you're doing? He said, well, you can't be the only guy that does that stuff. Apparently, I should be. I mean, you shouldn't do it. Honest to God, Tom, you shouldn't. You're a good-looking man, and, you know, take it easy.
Didn't directors over the years, you got Burt Reynolds in a movie, and, you know, you don't want him injured. Didn't they try to get you to say, let the stuntman do it?
Yeah, they did. And I said, the hell with you. It would be a better shot.
You mentioned the great stuntman and your longtime buddy, Hal Needham. Yeah. And he was responsible, at least in part, for the first Smokey and the Bandit script, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. It was the worst script I've ever read.
Oh, really?
And I told him that. I said, it's god-awful, Hal. But I said, I think if you just... if we can get Gleason and Sally and Jerry Reed, and we just, ad-lib an awful lot, just let us go. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And if we have fun, the audience will have fun. And that's exactly what we did.
You directed Smokey and the Bandit. How do you direct Jackie Gleason?
You just get out of the way. He's amazing. He's just amazing. I'm crazy about him. But you don't know what he's going to say. He never said a word that was in the script.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I imagine it would be very intimidating. Does he take any direction at all?
No. I told Hal, don't give him any direction, because, you know, whatever we say isn't going to be as good as what he comes up with, so let's just let him go. And we did, and it was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You were in the Whitney about sex, but were afraid to ask, back in 1972. What was it like to work with Woody Allen back then, and do you feel like he's kind of like doing the same thing he's been doing all this time?
Well, I'll tell you, I was kind of disappointed. I'm crazy about his movies, but I was disappointed in waiting for him to direct me, because he never directed me. I mean, he just would say whatever you want to say here. And I said, okay. I mean, but I was playing a sperm, which I don't know how you do that, but I did it.
And he didn't give you any help, I guess.
No, he didn't help me at all. He said, who else could do it better than you?
Well, I could say something very sick here. Like, speaking of sperm, Boogie Nights in 1977 earned you an Academy Award nomination. Did director P.T. Anderson always have you in mind for that part? And what a great job you did in that movie.
Thank you. Yeah, he did. I didn't want to do it. I was very intimidated by doing that, but I did it, and I guess they liked it. I was nominated, but I was, I don't know. I still have strange feelings about it.
Because it was so hard?
Well, I mean, to do a picture about that, and you know, I just didn't know how to do it right, you know.
Well, you figured it out.
What was it like to work with P.T. Anderson? My son, who's a filmmaker, is so enamored of all of his work. Like, no matter what this guy does, he just loves it. And so I've really started watching his work, and he's a great director.
He is a great director. I didn't like him. But that's not here or there, whether you like somebody or not, you know. I mean, he's a good director. I didn't care for the way he directed.
Oh, so maybe P.T. Anderson will be in this new book, in the chapter People I Don't Like.
There's no question that I have a special chapter about
good directors, but personally I can't stand them.
Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to that one.
The Smokey and the Bandit franchise, did you ever think it was going to go as far as it did when the first one was made? I mean, you know, we all waited for those.
Nobody did. Nobody knew that it was going to happen the way it did. And I'm thrilled that it has the the afterlife that it has. I mean, it's amazing. But I don't know how long it's going to be around. It seems to just have this afterlife, and it goes on and on and on. And that's, I guess that's great.
Yeah, just like you, Burt Reynolds.
Well, I don't know.
I think I may have misspoke. It's Saturday that Burt Reynolds will be at the Wizard World Comic Con, and he'll be doing a little question and answer session, meeting and greeting the folks, and that'll be Saturday at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont on River Road. The Comic Con opens up Thursday, and it runs through Sunday. And it's been great catching up with you, Burt. We always enjoy your performances, and over the years on the talk shows, your sense of humor and your personality always came through. I remember, and I certainly don't expect you to remember anything about this, but 100 years ago at some event, some country music event in Nashville, I was down there covering the show, and there were so many people around, and you were just sitting in front of your trailer out there, and TV crews were coming by, and you couldn't have been friendlier and more engaging, and it's nice to see good things happen to good people.
Thank you very much. That's very nice. I like people, and even people that I meet that I'm not crazy about, I somehow manage to like.
By the way, is there a chapter on ex-wives in the new book?
Well, I'm not writing a dictionary.
Yeah, well, I guess you don't want to have a book that's too heavy for people to carry around in case they don't have a Kindle.
They would have to have a one of those facts. You know.
Well, yeah, we look forward to seeing you in our area, and continued success, good luck, and good health to you.
Yeah, we wish you the very, very best, Bert.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. God bless you both.
See you down the road, I hope.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.